God bless you, saints. I greet you all in the most holy name of Jesus this morning. excuse me. Because here in Kenya, it's morning. I don't know the other parts of the world, Canada, India, Lebanon, and the rest. I don't know. But whatever time it is, as they shalom. Happy and thank God once more for giving us grace to meet this morning to share this truth that God has revealed to us in these closing days of time. I want to go back to the book of Luke, chapter 17. And I want to read from verse 26 to 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given marriage, till the door entered in the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, the scripture here again talks about even the life of Lot. Now, remember this. The time we talked about in the days of Noah, people were marrying, giving in marriage. And we heard that. They were drinking, you know, they were making merry, they were having all the things, the kind of lifestyle they wanted. In the days of Lot, they built, they planted, you see, they bought. Look at the conditions that are there today in the world. People are buying, selling, building, and constructions all over. Sometimes when I watch how things are happening, I wonder. Because the economy of the world, people are crying. Things are hard. Life is difficult. But funny enough, or interestingly, buildings are still going up. More magnificent buildings. Better ones than the ones which were there. They are putting down the old ones and making them better. They are putting roads and tarmacking them everywhere. If you come to our country, the tarmac roads everywhere. Electricity is going everywhere. And passing the economy is down. There's no money. But you know the prophecies of God. You know, the word of God is just perfect. Nothing can change what God said. It's just perfect. And the word of God is controlled by circumstances. No, it is self-sufficient. And when you look at now this, the thing as it was in the times of Lot. And remember Lot, you know, when God called Abraham, the Bible says that Lot went with him. And Lot was just religious. He was very religious. But didn't have the revelation of what God put in Abraham. But he was there. And when the fellowship of Abraham and him became difficult, this communion, this staying together became difficult. Abraham tells the Lord to choose which way he should follow. The Bible speaks about Lord seeing the beauty of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was well watered. It was prosperous. They said the other day he was walking, you know, in the imaginations of his mind. He was intellectual. And more, you know, in the eyes of man, I would say, Lord was wise. He knew what he was looking for. And he went looking for that which was there, the good land, the beauty of the ways of the world. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says this, that the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly. Exceedingly. But as much as they were wicked, Lord goes there and he is made mayor. Sits at the gate of the city. And even his daughters had gotten suitors in that wicked city. They had been engaged and they were waiting to get married. Why? He was just in this. The religion was okay. He was fine with the goodies that was going on. He was fine with the lifestyle of Sodom. Though he was vexed, but the worldly pleasures pulled him so much. Till as the Bible says, the love of many shall wax cold, the love for the word of God. Till his love for truth had waxed cold. Till the wax cold extend that when time came for him to be delivered, you see, he had so much prospered. The extent that when the angels were sent to him to pull him out of the city, he dallied. He was here talking to people, let me try to tell them, but he had been called to run out to save his life. And it when time came for him to go out of Sodom, okay. Remember, even his salvation was because of intercession of Abraham. Abraham interceded for him. Seriously. No. When the day came, the Bible says that Lot couldn't even come out. He wanted to convince the in-laws. He wanted to do this. He was so much tired. That's the worldly pleasures. You know what the Bible says, they love us of pleasure more than they love us of God. I think the angels had to forcefully pull him out. And brothers, that's what's going to happen to the foolish virgin. She's so attached to the things of the world. She has been carried away by the things of the world, by the religious beauty, by the religious prosperity. And she has forgotten the time of coming of Jesus. It will take tribulation to purify her, to take tribulation to get her out. Because until things are difficult, she cannot see what God is saying. That's this part that is very hard in the day we're living in, brothers. It's hard. Why? Because people have been engulfed and overtaken by what the pleasures. I said yesterday that even the message believers, you know, so called, instead of looking at the coming of the Lord, people are looking at, you know, they are talking about it, but their eyes are down in the world. They look at the pleasures. They're looking at the beauty of the world. They're looking at, you know, the beauty of denominations. They even tend to think that their God is not powerful enough. And it's like, you know, they look outdated. They look uncivilized because of the way they carry their things. I had a problem one time in Kenya. Not even one time. I've been now several times. When weddings are taking place and you're officiating a wedding, yeah, People want to make it look like, put some worldliness in it. I'm not saying that the wedding should be boring and it's some time to rejoice, time to be happy. But I believe that we have boundaries. We have levels of boundaries as Christians. Where, you know, we look at it as it was in the days of Noah. You see, in the days of Lot. You see, when the pleasures of the world had overtaken people. Now, you realize that when during the time of weddings, people are wedding and rejoicing. But when it comes to rejoicing, in fact, they want the pastor to hurry up. Finish up the sermon. Don't preach for long. Okay. And then so that they can go and dance. Fine. They have no problem with dancing. But I don't know about other countries, but I want to speak about what I've seen in my country. You see, they invite these religious musicians of the world to come and to grace the occasion, comedians, so that it may look fabulous and nice. That time, all holiness has been thrown the wind. Faith has been thrown the wind. They've forgotten they're Christians. You see, no boundary, no nothing. They will remember they're believers after honeymoon. And you dare try to correct that, you're in trouble with those musicians. I mean, with the so-called believers. So you look at that condition and Lot being in that condition until the angels had to pull them out of the world, of that world of Sodom and Gomorrah, by forcefully get them out. And they're told, please run the mountains. But look at Lot. He's so carried away that he has to cry, oh no, don't take me to the mountain. I'll die there if I found grace. You see, take me to the Zohar and you can see what came out of that. Because they could not, I mean, he could not trust this God fully. He had to be able to go to Zohar. But look at what comes out. Incest. He has to have children with his own daughters. Why? Because of